Okay, today's daf is Bechoros daf Yud. Bechoros daf Yud, we are on Tess on the base. So I forgot to mention that there is a daf Ein Shir up from earlier in the week about the Shlichus Ledvar Aveira. It's already up, I saw it. So if anybody wants to feel free, that's the last Ein Shir now related to the end of Chulin. And now we are in Maseches Bechoros. We'll see what we'll talk about next week, but we are on Tesama base. About six lines or seven lines from the bottom, Amar Rabba. We just had a very interesting and important Machlokas Tanoim, whether there is an Isser Hana'a on the Chamor before I do the Pidyon. You know, we had two different days in the Gemara. The first day it says it's based on Svara, whether you would say it's Usser, whether the donkey is Usser Vana, if somebody has a donkey and they want to use it before they do the Pidyon. Machlokas Tanoim. Do I say it is Mutter, because after all, Rav Shimon says it's going to be Mutter afterwards, the Pidyon, when else is there ever something that's totally Mutter, that doesn't have something Mutter beforehand? Or Rabbi Yehuda says nothing ever needs Pidyon unless there's something wrong with it beforehand. So those two svaras came up, and then the Gemara said, no, maybe it's based on Psukim, maybe it's based on drashas of a pasuk in Sefer Devarim. So that was the machlokas we had. And the Gemara at the end said maybe it's even related to Rabbi Yehuda Shita about being mechayev a bechor in shutfis of a goy, at least the half that is owned by a Jew. Okay, so Amar Rabba. Now Rabba has a comment about the machlokas. Umode Reb Shimon la'achar arifa shehu asur. Reb Shimon agrees after, let's say I choose not to do pidyon, but I break its neck, it's asur b'hano after arifa. Fine, before Pidyon, it's Mutter B'Hanah, according to Reb Shimon. But once, and if I'm poed to it, then they're both Mutter B'Hanah. Right? The seh goes to the Kohen, and the Chamor goes to me, and stays Mutter B'Hanah. But if I choose not to do Pidyon, and I do Arifa, so then, that is Aser B'Hanah. My Taima, why? Because I learned from the other Arifad Halacha. Gumar, Arifa, Me'egla, Arufa. So we know there are two Arifas in Halacha. There is the breaking of the neck of the donkey and the breaking of the neck of the Egla Arufa by the anonymous corpse found in the middle of two cities. And if you measure, Parsha Shoftim. So I learned from there, just like Egla Arufa is Asur Bahana'a, after you break its neck, so too, this case is Asur Bahana'a. It has come up in the past that Egla Arufa is also the source, how we know a mace is Asur Bahana'a. Sham Sham Egla Rufa. That's the source the Gemara gives elsewhere. That in terms of transplants, in terms of any type of Isser Hana'a Min Hames. Oh, we just had that a couple of days ago, right? When we spoke about Bisar Adam, the Isser of Bisar Adam. So we spoke about many Rishonim holders only in Isser Durabanan for Bisar Adam. The Rambam holds it's an Isser Aseh. The Ritva in Ksubis Taf Samach said, well, it doesn't make a difference anyway. It's never going to come up because when the person's alive, it's Eiver Menachai, and after the person dies, there's Isser Hana'a Min Hames. Sham Sham Egla Rufa. Right, so that's where it came up. But that's the same pasuk here that we're learning the Isser Hana'a after Arifa by Peter Chamor. Says the Gemara, Amar Rava, says Rava or Amar Rabba, the Bach changes it to, Mina Aminale, how do I know this? Ditanya, because the Brisa says, here's a whole list. This Brisa is going to be the subject of discussion for the next 25 lines. Ditanya, Ha'arla, V'kilaya Kerem, V'shar HaNiskal. Somebody has Arla, first 3 years fruit. All of these are Asr B'Hana'a, Kilaya Kerem. We know it's the only Kilay Zra'im does not have to be burned. It's also to create, but it's not Asr B'Hana'a. Right, if I have a fruit that was made from a crossbreeding, it's mutter to eat it. I'm just not allowed to make it. Right, kilaya karen though is the only one that's asur b'hanah and has to be burnt. Tukdash ushar haniskal and ashar ha niskal. What's the case? Rashi says in the second line, second wide line, sheshachto la'achar shenigmar dino, that you shechted it, meaning it didn't become a nevela. We're about to talk about whether all these items have tumas ochlin. That's going to be the question. So it has to be a shor haniskal that never got to be a nevela, because nevela is worse than tumas ochlin. It's more chamor. So it's a shor haniskal, thanks, that you shechted. The egla arufa, or an egla arufa, also Rashi says, that was shechted after it went down to the nachal, to nachal esan, and sipare mitzora, peter chamor, that's the one important for us, peter chamor is on that list, which Rashi explains also, 2 days at Rashi. Either Petach Amar that you shechted, see Rashi on the end of the third wide line, Sheshachto, Laovi Kochavim, Va'adayin Mefar case we had back in Mesechus Chulin, that it does not Tumas Nevela yet, because it's flailing around, but it might have Tumas Ochlin. That was day number one. Or the second day of Rashi, skipping two lines, is Inami, Afilo Arfo Mamish, even if you broke its neck, De Nevela hi. Still, it's possible that if something has Tumas Nevela, you could talk about Tumas Ochlin. Why? What's the case? So Rashi explains, as he said back in Chulin as well, let's say you have less than a Kezias of Tumas Nevela. Less than a Kezias of Tumas Nevela does not transfer that Tumah. So if you have half a Kezias of Tumas Nevela, that combines with other less than a beitza of Ochlin, it could be mashlim into a beitza. So Rashi says, even if you want to say that Tumas Ochlin was already chal on this item, even without the shechita, you could come up with a hechi timsi, why it would be important to know if it's matami Tumas Ochlin. Okay, so that's Rashi on Egla Rufa. So you have all these cases. Arla kili akerem, shar niskal Egla Rufa, mitzor petachamar, basar b'chalav. Basar b'chalav. It's also asar b'ana. Three psukim in the Torah. Eating, hana, and cooking. So basar b'chalav, Kulan mitamin tumas ochlin. All of these items, even though they are not edible halachically, you're not able to eat them, they're aser bana, they're mitamin tumas ochlin. Right? That's the mechudah shita. Right? Whenever you have a machlokas, we have to ask which one is the pashut, more obvious shita, which one is the mechudah shita. So lechora, this is the more mechudah shita. Tumas ochlin usually has to be food, but this isn't food, you can't eat it. And yet, we'll have to see why the Tanakama holds it's mitamin tumas ochlin. For Reb Shimon Omer, and we'll see, this whole long thing is going to prove to me about Reb Shimon Shita, about Aser after Arifa. That's why we're bringing this whole discussion. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, no. Kulan ain't matamit tumas ochlin. Rabbi Shimon says, no. They're not food, and they're not matamit tumas ochlin. They're not going to transfer tumah. It's not called ochel to be matame. Umode, Rabbi Shimon, but Rabbi Shimon does admit, bibasar b'chalav, shem matamit tumas ochlin. The only one he would agree to is the last one. Basar b'chalav, it is matamit tumas ochlin, hoel v'hai shalosh asa kosher. Since it had a moment of heksher, and now, and at that moment, it was ochel, just because it got ruined, that Zman Heksher is not lost, and therefore, he'll agree by Basar B'chalav that it is Matami Tumas Ochlin. What is, let's just finish the line, and then I'll talk about Reb Shimon. V'amar Ravasi, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time with Reb Shimon. What's the reason for Reb Shimon? Dechsiv. It's interesting that the Gemara asked what's the reason for Reb Shimon, when Reb Shimon seems to be the more Pashat Svara. But the Gemara asked that, and we'll go back. So Reb Shimon says, because that's the one we're interested in, we're trying to find Reb Shimon Shita. Dechsiv, Mikala Ochel Asher Ye Ochel, Ochel shata yochel la'achilu la'achirim kari ochel. Any ochel that you could feed to others, that's called an ochel for this halacha. Shi'ata yochel la'achilu la'achirim kari ochel. If you can't feed it to others, then it's not called an ochel. Okay, just one interesting Rashi, and that is Reb Shimon says basa b'chalav. That I'll agree because it had a shasa ha'kosher. What was the shasa kosher for basa b'chalav? When was it mutter? So Rashi says, bottom line, kodem bishel. Kodem bishel. Before you cooked it, it wasn't asur daraisa. If you look in the... It wasn't basar b'chalav yet. Basar, what's shasa kosher usually? When you have an item that is the same item that later becomes asur. But if you have an item that's not the asur item yet, it's like panam chadashos ba'olakan, so why would that be called shasa kosher? If you look in the Shita Mekubetzes here, see that os yud ches, he gives a different shot. He doesn't say why, but he gives a different shot. Os yud ches, Di'itari kule yome lo mitzri. What if it was soaked all day together? It wasn't cooked all day, it was soaked all day. What's he trying to say? Says the Rashi's Bikurim on Maseches Becharos, it must be an amazing sheet of the Sheet of Mekubetzes that when you soak Basar B'chalav together, it has the status of Basar B'chalav, it's just mutter to eat. Because that's what he's trying to explain, it's Shasa Kosher. That must be why he argues on Rashi. Rashi, he says, Rashi, before it's cooked, you have cheese and chicken next to each other? That's not Basar B'chalav that had a shasa kosher. Right? It must be that you have to find a case of Basar B'chalav that wasn't usher yet. So that's why the Shibuk Abbas says what he says. This is what the Rashi's Bikurim, I never quoted before. I was just looking through the base Medrash yesterday in Yeshiva, and I found it on the shelf. The Rashi's Bikurim, Rabbi Avram Weinberg. I've seen it quoted. Rabbi Avram Weinberg, who was a Rav in Warsaw, from 1872 to 1942. Rachman al-Hassan, he was killed in I think Bergen-Belsen. I don't remember exactly which, but he talks about how he was a Kotzker Chassid. He learned with the Sachet Shaver. He learned with the Abnei Nezer. And he wrote, this was his magnum opus. This was his major. He wrote a sefer on Zvachim also, which was lost in the Shoah. But this Reishis Bikurim is his sefer where he made his mark on pre-World War II Jewry. He mastered all Torah subjects. I'm just reading a biography I found on the web. In addition to his genius, he was also known for his prayer and virtue. He published his great work, Reishis Bikurim, on Tractate Bechoros, a book which made him known far and wide. Other works, including one about Zvachim, which was about to be printed, was lost during the Shoah. He gave chizuk to many people during the Shoah. And he never wanted to leave his Talmidim. He continued his classes until the day that the murderers appeared in his class and took them. Treblinka, I'm sorry. With Avram Stutchiner leading, they went in the direction of the train. The date was Chaf Elul 5602, and the Gemaras were open to Bechoros Daf Yutes. That was the last daf. So when we get there, let's try to remember. And then they said he was murdered before they got on the train. They took the Rabbanim and they shot them. But that was in 19, so this is the Reishis Bikurim. Whenever we studied the sefer with trepidation. But that's the first Reishis Bikurim that we're quoting. And that is from Avram Weinberg. He tells us that that's the Machlokas Rashi and the Zimun Gubat says. The reason the Shita says what it says, we're going to have two or three of his thoughts today. It must be because he wants to get a status of Vasa B'chalav, even though it's, because that's to have a shasa kosher. So what do you say for Rashi? So how do you explain, what's the svar for Rashi? Says Rashi, Rashi must hold, that even if something changes shame, as long as its ingredients had a shasa kosher beforehand, that's good enough for this halacha. That's good enough for Tumas Ochlin. Tumas Ochlin is Ochel. These items were Ochel before. And now they're not Ochel, now they're Aser. It must be that's good enough for Rashi, right? Avol mitchila hayeroi, af shenisa nifsal adayin makabel tuma, kiven dachati chazil kovim, imkei chaticha baz b'chalav, aray osa chaticha yardu al katoris kabalas tuma, kodem shenis bashal b'chalav, adayin makabelas tuma, daaf hashta, adayin roi lekelev, v'chulu, he talks about it. Okay, so that is number one. We'll get to one or two more of his thoughts a little later.
Is there a difference between a Rashi?
Interesting. I don't know why. Why does Rashi only quote the second daya by Petach Hamor, not Shor HaNiskal? Right. Shor HaNiskal, also, if it's less than a Kazayas, it's Tamim Mishim Nevela. I'm not sure why. Not sure why Rashi only gave the two dayas by Petach Hamor and not by Shor HaNiskal. Not sure. Unless he's just saying it at the end and he means it by the earlier one. But I'm not sure. Okay. Says the Gemara Vayter. So the Gemara had this machlokas. Remember, what are we trying to prove? We're trying to prove Rab's statement that Reb Shimon would agree that after Arifa, even a Petach Hamor is Asur Bahana. Even though Reb Shimon holds that usually a Petach Hamor is Mutar Bahana, but he'll agree that after you break its neck, it's Asur Bahana. That's the goal of what we're trying to do here. So first we put in the machlokas about Tumas Ochlin. So says the Gemara now, Ihachi, if it's true that the reason for Reb Shimon is because you need Yachola Hachilo Leklavim, Basa B'chalav, my Arya, the Haisal HaShasa Kosher. Why do we say that Reb Shimon says the reason for Basa B'chalav is Metami Tumas Ochlin is because it had an earlier Shasa Kosher? Typically, learn it, Shaukha Shata Yachola Hachilo Achemu. Reb Shimon doesn't hold this in Isra Anab, Basa B'chalav. He argues on that famous three drushes that we know, Echel Isser Bishol, one for Isser Hana, and one for Hana. He argues. So he doesn't have to say Shasa Kosher, Detanya. Because the Brisa says, Reb Shimon ben Yehuda Omer, Mishum Rebbe Shimon, Basur B'chalav, Asur B'achila, Umutzer B'hana. Reb Shimon argues. He says, Mutzer B'hana, Shnei Amar, because the Pazik says, Ki Am Kadosh Atal Lashem Alokecha, you are a holy nation, Ula Halan Omer V'anshe Kodesh Tihyun Li, says Kodesh and Kadosh, Mala Halan Asur B'achila, Mutzer B'hana, just like over there, the context is where it's only Asur Ba'achil and Mutzer Ba'na, because right, that's by Nevela. La Kelav Tashlichon Oso, Nevela is only Aser Ba'achila. Afkan Aser Ba'achila Mutzer Ba'na. So why does Reb Shimon say that this Hisvara, why Basu B'chalav is Matami Tumas Ochlin, is because it originally had a Shasa Kosher? There's a better reason. Right now, it's Mutter to give to your dog. It's Mutter Ba'na. So Mar says, you're right. Chada v'od kamar. It's both two pshatim. Two reasons. Chada, de'ochel shata yochel achilo la'achirim. Who? Number one, Reb Shimon says, would say, you could give it to others. V'od, l'didei nami. And according to his own shita himself, hari ha'isa lo shasa kosher. Right? So he could say two different opinions, two different reasons are given for Reb Shimon. Okay, adkan, explaining the Braisa. Now we're trying to get to our Raya. Why would you quote this whole Braisa? V'im Isa Dela Achar Arifa Shari Reb Shimon. And if it's true that even after you broke the neck of the animal, of the donkey, it's Mutter Bahana'a. So why does Reb Shimon say that it is not Matami Tumas Ochlin? Listening, Umodir Reb Shimon Befetah Chamar Basar B'Chalav Shematami Tumas Ochlin. Right, that should also be an exception. He agrees by Basar B'Chalav, so he should agree also by Petah Chamar. It must be that it's Asar Bahana after Arifa. And that's why it's just like the other ones, and it is not Matame Tumas Ochlin. That's the Raya so far for the Shita of Rebbe Shimon. We've discussed in Mitzvah Shir a couple of months ago, in terms of Basar B'Chalav, various reasons for Basar B'Chalav. The Rambam writs in Mor Nevuchim about many, many mitzvahs. Basar B'Chalav is all about Avodah Zarah, the anti-Avodah Zarah. The Rambam says that the Komrim used to give a lot of Basar B'Chalav sacrifices to their idols, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu astered Bishul Basar B'Chalav upon us. The Rabban and others don't like that approach. They say there's got to be something more fundamental. Some, the Sefer Chinuch here in Sadik Beis, discusses on a metaphysical, Kabbalistic level, that there are certain dark forces that are created by what people create. It's reflected by what people do, and maybe that's the Isra of Kilayim as well. If you're creating items that HaKadosh Baruch Hu never intended to be created, you're mixing up things that shouldn't be mixed together. Yesh ba'olam dvarim she'ne'asa lanu taruv asan b'sibas ha'inyan v'yefsha sha'taruv es ha'basar ma'chalav b'mais ha'bishol yesibas isuro min ha'yesodahu. It's something beyond what we can understand. It's beyond, it's the dark forces, and therefore one shouldn't do it. Other reasons are given as well. The Eben Ezra says maybe it's achzarius to the mother, right? You take her milk and you cook her baby in her milk. Others, various reasons given. That's the Isser of Basar B'Chalav, Mitzvah Tzadik Beis in Parshat Mishpatim. That's the Isser of Bishul Basar B'Chalav. Obviously, the other Isser of eating Basar B'Chalav. We did point out that the Rambam, the Chinuch, and others only count two mitzvahs. There are three Isurim, Isser Achila, Isser Hano, and Isser Bishul, but only, out of the 613, there's only two of the Averis. Because the Rambam says in Maseches Krisus, in the Pirush Mishnayos, the Isser Hano is just an outgrowth of the Isser Achila. And therefore, in terms of Moni HaMitzvahs, you're only going to count two. Even though in terms of Isurim, you're going to count three. Isser Hana, Isser Achila, and Isser Bishul. Okay, a lot more about Basar B'Chalav as we discussed back in Maseches Chulin, but now we will continue. So the Gemara says this is a Raya. You see that the Reb Shimon must hold that after you break the neck, the Chamar is Asur Bahana, or else he would have said, it's Matami to Mazochlin. So the Gemara is not happy with that Raya. Says the Gemara, E dechashiv alei hachinami. Really, you're right. Really, it's Mutar Bahana. It's Mutar Bahana after Arifa. But it's not automatically food. We know by Tumas Ochlin, if something is food, if you have a tomato, right when you cut a tomato, it's food. You don't have to think about, oh, I'm going to eat this tomato. It's automatic, and therefore right when it becomes wet with one of the seven liquids, it's Mekabel Tumah, because it has a Shem Ochel. But, as the Mishnayos describe in Maseches Machshirin, that if something is not automatically food, I have to think about it, that it should be in the Taurus Ochel, in order to give it that status. Right? We had this back in Aver Menachai discussions. So here too, says the Gemara, if you have a dead donkey, right? So that's not food. Who's going to eat that? So the Gemara says, if you would have thought about it, it would be Ochel, and then Reb Shimon would say it's Matami Tumas Ochlin. And there's no Raya that a dead donkey, after you do the Arifa, is Asar Bana. Iduchashav Alei HaChinami. If you thought about it, then HaChinami. So Raya, Reb Shimon would agree that it is Matami Tumas Ochlin. HaChamay Eskinan, Duchashav Alei. The regular case where you don't think about it for Ochel. But otherwise, you would. So, and we brought that whole Braisa, and there's not really a strong Raya from there. But once we have the Braisa, let's talk about the other Shita. The Taima, that's why we said at the beginning. Really, the Rabbana might be the more Mechudah Shita. The Gemara first discussed Reb Shimon because that was the one that the Gemara was interested in. But now we go back to the Rabbanan. The Taima, my Mitami Rabbanan. So, if all of these are Asar B'Hana, why do the Rabbanan say they're Mitami Tumas Ochlin? Rua Rabbanan Kamei de Reb Sheshes. Hoil v'isuro chishuvo. New concept. What does hoil v'isuro chishuvo means? If the Torah tells me, has to go out of its way to tell me that this is usher to eat, it must be that it's edible. It must be that it is something that you can eat. For example, non-Jews. The fact that the Torah says that it's asur, the Torah is being machshiv it as an item to eat, and therefore that's what gives it the chashivas of an ochel, and that's why it's matami to masochlin. Look at the Rashi. Rashi says, Isuro Chishuvo, it's about the sixth skinny line, Isur de Asar Le Rachmano Li Yisrael, an Isur that the Torah asks for a Jew, Mashvi Le Ochel. The fact that the Torah asks it, it must be an Ochel. De Kivan de Asar Le Michlal de Roy Lachila Lo Vikochavim Hu. It must be that it's Roy Lachila for a non-Jew. That's why it is, that's the principle of Hoel the Isuro Chishuvo. That is the principle of the Gemara. If you look at the Mishnah Melech on that Rambam that we just referred to earlier about the Isser Asay of eating human flesh, right? The Isser Asay of cannibalism, says the Rambam, it's an Isser Asay, it's not a Los Asay. The Ravid and others say, what are you talking about? I don't even think it's an Isser Daraisa. Excuse me, I don't think it's an Isser Darabanan. Others say, other Shitas, but the Mishnah Melech there says, Nira Lahavi Raya, Lisvaras Acholkim Al Rabbeinu. I'm going to bring a raya against the Rambam. It must be there's no Issa Daraisa by Psar Adam. Why? From Bechoros Daf Yud. Bechoros Daf Yud. De la Rabbanan Amrinan Hol V'Issuro Chishuvo De Kol Dvar Isser Loboi Machshava. Right? Says the Mishnah Lamelech. Because anything that is Asur, it doesn't need Machshava. Because the fact that the Torah Asur'd it means it's automatically Tumas Ochlin. Damailo dachu svarazu midetznan v'parakimol de uksin hachodech min ha'adam hare ilu tzrichan machshava. Bisar Adam needs machshava, the Mishnah says in uksin, in order for it to be matami Tumas Ochlin. It needs machshava. What does that show? It needs machshava. It must not be asa daraisa. Because if it was asa daraisa, you would apply the principle of whole isuro chishuvo, and it would be automatically as if it had machshava. Right? The Rambam says it's asa daraisa. So the Rambam says, "Asa daraisa." So you should say, "Hol v'isuro chishuvo," and Besar Adam shouldn't need machshava to give it to Masochlin. One second. So that is the question of the Mishnah Melech says, if it's hol v'isuro chishuvo, you should say everything that's automatically an isur achila should not need machshava. So what about Besar Adam? It must not be asa daraisa. Says the Reishis Bikurim. Exactly what our Reishis just said. What Josh just says the Reish Bikurim, be medayik in Rashi. It's only something, it doesn't say something that's totally usser that the Torah says is mutter. It's something that's mutter to a guy and it's usser to a Jew. That's what Rashi said. And therefore this, Psar Adam, Lechor, there's no difference between Jew and non-Jew, and therefore he thinks that is the, I think that's what the Reish Bikurim said. I'm not going to look for it now because I've marked off the next piece, but that's what Achronim said. Yeah, that's what it might be the Ar Sameach. Reish Bikurim is going to be the next point. The Ar Sameach says that, no, the difference is whether it's mutter to us or to a guy. Us to do with Jew and mutter to a guy. Here it's us to everybody, except for the one to be a raya. Okay, period. But that's the principle of Hol v'Isuro Chishuvo. Says the Gemara now, Ula Rabbana mi Amar Hol v'Isuro Chishuvo. Do the Rabbana really hold of that principle? Again, what's the principle? Anytime something is usher to eat, it does not need machshava, something that's usher to eat. And if we're being very careful in how we talk, based on what we just said, anything that's mutter for a guy to eat, and usher for a Jew to eat, so that it's not going to need machshava to give it the shame ochel for hichlas tumas ochlin. It's going to be automatic. The fact that the Torah usher it must be, you think you're going to eat this, no, it's usher ba'achila. So says the Gemara, does the Rabbana really hold to that principle? Vatnan. The first Mishnah in Maseches Taras tells us, Shlosha Esrei Devarim Amru B'Nevela Zoftar, 13 halachas are said about a nevela of a kosher bird. We know this is the only type of tumah that is contracts tumah when it's in my mouth, right? The uniqueness of Nevela Zoftar. V'zu achas mehen. But what's the one of the lines of halachas that apply to Nevela Zoftar? Tzricha machshava. V'eina tzricha hechsher. It doesn't need hechsher. Doesn't he hechsher l'kabel tumah that we said back in Maseches Chulin? Anything that could eventually be an av hatumah does not need tumah. Does not need a hechsher l'kabel tumah. Only by foods, right? Like a tomato is never going to be an av hatumah. So therefore, it needs hechsher l'kabel tumah. But anything like that's going to be an av hatumah doesn't need hechsher. So that's the second half. But what's the first line? Tzricha machshava. Needs machshava. What do you mean? It's mutter for a guy to eat a nevela zof tahar. And it's also for a Jew. And yet it needs machshava. V'yisroch yishuvo, lamali machshava. If you hold to this principle, why do you need machshava to think about this? Somebody says, Amani Rav Shimoni. Maybe this is Rav Shimon Shita. in the Mishnah, and then Reb Shimon does not hold to the principle of all of Yisroel Chishuvo. That's why Reb Shimon said in the Brisa that they're not Matami to Mazochlin. Next, try again. Tashma. The Brisa says, Nevelas Behema Temeya B'chol Makom. Nevela of a Behema Temeya is Tami to Mazochlin anywhere, in any location. A Nevela of Behema Temeya. Nevelas of Tahar V'hachelev B'kfarim. Nevelas of Tahar and Chelev in the villages. Tzricha Machshava V'enim Tzricha Hechsher. That needs Machshava, not Hechsher. Again, because it's not common to eat that in the villages. We'll see why in a minute. So again, if you hold the Yisroel Chishuvah, why do you need Machshava? For the Chelev in the villages, if it's Aser, if it's Mutter for a guy and Aser to a Jew, it should be automatically Aser. You don't need, it should be automatically Ochel. So Hamani Reb Shimon he. Again, that is also Shitas Rabbi Shimon, period. Okay, so why go back? Why is Chelev not commonly eaten in Kfarim? Says Rashi, Bikfarim da'aniyim heim, ve'ein regilin lechal ofas v'shuman. They're poor, they don't eat this. They don't eat the chelev. They don't eat the chelev, it's like a v'shuman. Shuman is the kosher fats, right? Chelev is usually known as the non-kosher fats. Sometimes chelev means both. We had that earlier as well. But da'aniyim don't eat it. It's very expensive maybe, and therefore they don't eat it. That is Rashi. Look at Tosfos. Sorry?
Why doesn't it need hechsher?
Why doesn't it's part of the nevela softar? What do you mean? It's chelev is part of an animal. It could be a nevela.
Nevela.
So Rashi says they're poor. Tosfos, little Tosfos, nevela softar, bekfarim pirsh hakotris aniyim heim ve'igilin lefolofos. For some reason, Tosfos does not like that shot, and therefore he gives another one. V'nire lefareish tam acher b'shvakin yish ochlin merubin v'konin kol davar bekfarim ochlin muate v'lozavni alamidi ma'alya. There aren't so many people there out there, so it's not going to be bought. That's why. It's a different pshat. Why does Tosfos not like Rashi? Why did he just say the case of Rashi? So back to the Reishis Bikurim. Back to the Reishis Bikurim. Where is the point in Rashi? And he quotes the Shin Mekubetzes also. We only have a little bit of here. He quotes a different pshat. But it must be, it says, V'niru lefarish tamacher, holo nichu lefarish kibirish Rashi, pashut, b'shem shakasha, imaniyam heim, ve'en lahem mos lechnos ofos, alkeini mashlichin es ofos, rak molichin es on the makam acher. Sof kol sof yeachle makam acher. The fact that I don't eat this because I'm poor means it doesn't have the status of ochel. Right? Why should that be? Amayin shem ocholen, lenin tumas ochlen. Fine, I don't eat it. I'm an ani. But it's going to be eaten other places. So that shouldn't be matami tumas ochlen. That's what Tosfos has to give a different shot. That's the good book. What about Rashi? What does Rashi say? It's big chiddush. Just because you're an ani and you don't eat it, it's not going to have the status of ochel here. So he says, beautiful. He says, it's Rashi l'shitaso. You look at Rashi in other places. Rashi in Sukkah l'amidalet, for example. In Esrog of Meiser Sheni. Esrog Meiser, can you be Yotze your Dalin Minim with an Esrog of Meiser Sheni? So says the Gemara there, explained by Rashi, Rakhbi Yerushalayim, im not lo kasher. In Yerushalayim it could work, because you could eat it there. Aval chutz Yerushalayim lo yatza, mishum de ein lo sham shem heter achila, because you can't eat it outside. You can eat it somewhere else, doesn't matter. That doesn't give it the status of yours. Or, the end of Chelech, says about Isas Meiser Sheni, Betura Menachala, Chutz Yerushalayim. And he quotes there, Rashi, Kiva de b'makam ze ein roi l'achila, ein shem ochel alav, af sheroi b'makam acher. Says that's Rashi right here. The what din la'oros la'ovos bekfarim, because you can't eat him here, so you doesn't have the status here of Ochlin. Okay, Baruch Hashem, the Reishis Bikurim helped us out today, and now we continue with the Gemara. Next try, Toshma. Nevela, the next line of that brisa. Nevelas behema tara b'chol makom. A nevela of a kosher animal. We're out of birds now. Nevelas behema tara b'chol makom. U nevelas of tahar v'achela b'shvakim. Einam srichan machshava v'lo hechsher. And nevela and all these items in the shvakim, in the marketplaces, does not need machshava or hechsher. Because it's automatically ochel. And it doesn't need hechsher because it's going to be metameh tumachamura. In Av, mashbaha tumeya by a machshava. Only the nevela of a behema tahora, but a nevela or a nevela of an oftar, but a nevela of a tumeya would need machshava. So there too, again, what do you mean? That's as mutter for a guy and aser for a Jew. Why does it need machshava? V'chite mahamani Reb Shimon, and if you want to say that's also Reb Shimon's shita, hamid sefer Reb Shimon avi reishal lav Reb Shimon, but the next line of the brisa is Reb Shimon shita. So you can't say the first line is midiktani sefer, because the next line of the brisa says Reb Shimon omer af hagamal v'ha'arneves v'ha'shafan v'ha'chazir. These four non-kosher animals, the camel, the pig, arneves, we say it's a rabbit. Is it a rabbit? V'hashafan, eidan tzrichin lo mashav v'lo achshir. Reb Shimon says, none of these need any. V'yam Reb Shimon my tam, why? Hol v'yesh bohen simani tahara. Each one of these animals has one simon of tahara. And therefore, that is good enough to give it the status of a automatic, right, automatic ochel, because it's a little bit kosher, right? It has one simon tahara. Interesting. So the last line is Reb Shimon Shita, so the previous line can't be Reb Shimon Shita, and therefore it has to be the Rabbanan Shita. So you see, the Rabbanan do not hold of hoel the isuro chishuvo. So we're back to the original question. Why did the Rabbanan, in the Brisa, on the bottom of the Tasma Bays, why did the Rabbanan say in that case that there's Tumas Ochel for all these foods that are usher to eat? Well, back to that question. So, Ella Amar Rava, Dekuli Amalor Minisero B'chishuvo. You're right, we don't hold of that. V'ida Arfe Merav Hachanami. And if you broke the neck of the animal, the Rabbanan would agree that there's no Tumas Ochel in hall because you weren't Choshev on it. Right? We'll go back to... Right, the Nekudas HaMachlokas originally. Hagamai Askina, what's the whole Machlokas about in that case of Arifa Kagon Sheshachto Lehislamid Bo? The Machlokas is where you shechted the Petach Hamar to practice Shechita. That's what is the Machlokas between Reb Shimon and the Rabbanan. And Ubeplukta de Nimus v'Rabbi Eliezer. It's the power of Machlokas to Nimus. Not such a common Tana. Nimus and Rebbe Eliezer, who have a machlokes about when you shecht a different animal just to practice your shechita, and we're going to relate that machlokes to our machlokes of Petach Hamar. Just one ha'ara, not going to say it inside, but the Reb Shimon on the previous line said that one simen tara is a reason to make it more kosher. We mentioned it in a parsha here a couple years ago, the klayakar, that maybe one simen tara makes it even worse. Because now they're liars, like the pig. He's this week's parsha, Edom. He sticks out his hooves and says, "Look, I have split hooves," but really doesn't chew his cud. It's a more of a reason latame. Because if you look at the language of the pasuk in Shmini, it says the gamal is tame. Why? Because it has this. Because it chews its cud, but it doesn't have split hooves. As if saying chewing its cud is also part of the reason why it's not kosher. So the Kleyakar says, because that makes it even worse, because it's faking that it's kosher. Okay, but that's where Shimon is going in the other direction. Okay, back to our case. So again, Rava says that Kulei Alma, everybody rejects the principle of Yisuro Chishuvo, and the Machlokes is, just read that Rashi in the bottom, he explains what we're doing here, V'yafilo Hachi Pluktaya B'delocha Hashim, but still the Machlokes is in a case where he did not think about it as food. So now the question is, what is the reason for the Rabbanan? What are the reason for the Rabbanan in the case where the Rabbanan say that it is still not, it does not have Tumas Ochlin? So Hachamai Eskinan Kagon Shashachtu Lislamibo, you shechted it to practice. Ube plugged to the Nimus Reb Elazar. Titania, Amar Reb Yossi, Sachli Nimus, Achiv Shal Reb Yeshua Garsi. Nimus, the brother of Yeshua the Garsi, the grinder. He said as follows, Shashochit is a orev l'islamidbo, Dama Machshir. If I shech the raven just to practice my shechita, that dam is machshir l'kabal tumah. Rebbe Eliezer Omer, dam shechita l'olam machshir. Rebbe Eliezer says it's always machshir. Sounds like the same shechita. Rebbe Eliezer Hainatana Kama. What's the difference between those two opinions? Sounds like they both say the dam is machshir l'kabal tumah. Answer, elalav, isuro chishuvo ikobenayu. It must be Isuro Chishuvo, a different type of Isuro Chishuvo, as we'll see in a second. This is the case of Isuro Chishuvo. Tanakama Savar, Domo Machshir La'alma, Avalugufe Boy Machshava. This is, you did a Maisa Shechita, so therefore the Dam is going to be Machshir if it falls on vegetables, but you didn't have any Kavana to do a Shechita for this being, for this animal. And therefore, for itself, Boy Machshava, it needs Machshava to give it to Mas Ochlin. V'yasa Rabbi Elazar Lameimar, and that is automatic, and that's the Shita of Reb Shimon. V'yasa Rabbi Elazar Lameimar, no, Dam Shechita lo Machshir. V'afu L'Gufei Nami lo Boy Machshava. Even L'Gufei doesn't, that was the opinion of the Rabbanan, and Rabbi Elazar says that no, even L'Gufei does not need Machshava, and that's like the opinion of Rabbi Shimon, who says it automatically has Tumas Ochlin. That's the Machlokes. So the Gemara, and that's what we're talking about there. The case where you shechted a Petah Chamor, not for reasons of shechting it, but just for lehislamid bo. So does that give it Tumas Ochlin automatically or not? That's the machlokas. So the Gemara says, how could you compare the cases? Mimai. Maybe there's a uniqueness here. Dilma Taimad Rebbe Eliezer. Maybe the reason Rebbe Eliezer here says it works is Hossam. The shiny Orev, Holvi Ishbo Simani Tara. Like maybe there, because an Orev is kosher. It has Simani Tara. And therefore you can't compare that to Petah Chamor. Uminalan the Simani Tara Milsahi. How do I know that Simani Tara Milsa? The price that we just quoted. Tani Allah, the Hi Amar Shimon, Matam, Holvi Ishbo Simani Tara. And that's why Rebbe Eliezer says it here. And if you want to say Simani Tara, if the reason that an Orev has automatic Tumas Ochlin is because it has Simani Tara, so Islami. So why does the Brisa talk about a case of practicing Shchita where you at least had Kavana for the Maisa Shchita? Afilu Lisasek Nami. Even Lisasek would even be a bigger Kiddush where you don't even have Kavana for the Maisa. Let's say you throw a knife against the wall and it happens to do a Shchita. That would even be a bigger Kiddush if you're going to tell me that it's because it has one simen. And the Gemara answers, Nachinami. You're right. Nachinami, that would work. Omishem Nimus. But the Kiddush is to say Nimus, that even if you did it Le'islamid, it's not going to give Tumas Ochlin. That's why it says the case of Le'islamid. Period. But either way, what the Gemara say? There's no, it's not a raya that the Machlokas, Reb Shimon and the Rabbanon, is parallel to the Machlokas of Rabbi Eliezer and Nimus. It could be that that case is unique because an Orev is a kosher bird. So period, let's try to continue. Now we're back to the original question of Reb Shimon. What did we try to prove the whole Amud Aleph? That Reb Shimon agrees, after Arifa, there's an Isser Hanah on the Petah Chamor. Right, the Petah Chamor, we said, Reb Shimon says it's Mutter before Arifa, but afterwards it is Aser. So is that true or not? So Eisvei, L'Ratza Leftosa Orfa B'Kofitz Me'achorav. If you don't want to redeem it, you have to break its neck with a kofitz, with a sharp instrument. Vikovro, and you have to bury it. V'asr ba'na, and it's asr ba'na, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Reb Shimon Matir. And Reb Shimon says it's mutter. Sounds like he said it's mutter after you do Arifa. So I says no. Ema u'mechayim asr ba'na. No, you have to add in a word. And mechayim, by the way, it's asr ba'na, Reb Shimon Matir. And Reb Shimon says it's mutter mechayim. One second, I'm going to say mechayim, halei reishal mechayim. What do you mean? The next one talks about mechayim. Diktani seifa, lo yimisenu, lo bit, you're not allowed to kill it, you're not allowed to do arifa with, lo bit kana with a sharp reed, lo bit magal, not with a scythe, lo bit kardim or with an axe, lo bit megera or with a saw, lo yakli seder lechedev, yino delas lefanav, bishosh yamas, you can't let it starve. You have to dafka use a kofitz, a very sharp instrument on the back of the neck. Ve'aser begiza v'avoda. And it's aser to shear and to do work with this. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Because Rabbi Yehuda holds, it's aser b'hana. Rabbi Shimon matir. Question mark. And Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter. So the Sefer is talking about while it's alive. So the Reisha must be talking about even after it's dead. And Rabbi Shimon says it's mutter there. So again, it's a kasha on Rabba. Rabba is the one that said that Rabbi Shimon agrees after you do Arifa, it is aser b'hana. That's not true. You see from the Brisa. Segura says no. Reisha v'seva mechayim. Really, they're both talking about mechayim. So there's no raya against Rabba. But we're talking about two different types of hana'a. Reisha b'hana'as damav. Seifa b'hana'as gufo. The first one is hana'as damav. What's hana'as damav? Rashi says, are you allowed to rent out this donkey before you poda it? That's asur. According to Rabbi Yehuda, and mutter according to Rabbi Shimon, and seva banaz gufo, that's the shearing and the milking and the working. Hanaz gufo, so that's also under machlokas. Vitzricha, and I need both. I need both. Well, I'd eat on hanaz damav, I only have the machlokas by hanaz damav, bahuka shari Rabbi Shimon, that's what Rabbi Shimon says, it's mutter because it's indirect hana, ava banaz gufo, emimotil le Rabbi Yehuda, but if it was direct hana, like shearing, maybe Rabbi Shimon would agree that's asur. Vitana banaz gufo, and if I only had the seifa, bahi ka asur Rabbi Yehuda, that's Rabbi Yehuda would asur, because it's direct. Ava banaz damav, emimotil le Rabbi Shimon, tzricha. That's why I need both cases, hanaz damav and hanaz gufo. Period. So, one machlokas though. As I said, Rashi says, what does it mean, hanaz damav? Rashi says that means renting it out. Im hiskira la'acherim, Rashi says, two-thirds of the way down. If you look at the Rambam says in Perek Yud Beis Halacha Dalid, Yud Beis Dalid in Bikurim, what's hana'as damav? Im machru kodem pidyon. If you sold it, but let's say I have a donkey, a firstborn donkey, and I sell it, kodem pidyon, damav asurim. The money that I get for that animal is nitfas with the Isser Hana, and it's asur. Says the that's the Rambam arguing with Rashi. Is that hiskiu lachir mochar lachir? Asks the Ravid. I don't understand. We had a little bit already yesterday. Right, a little bit, but I don't quote the exact line. But in Maseches Kedushin is Beferish. There's only two items that if you transfer the status onto money, the item retains its Isser or Kedusha, and the money is Nitfas. And that is Avodah Zarah and Shvius. That's it. Demei Shvius and Nitfas Mishvius. So to the Rambam, there's a third. Demei Petach Hamor. Asked the Ravid. Amar from Imdam of Asurin Lama Yisem Lakoim Vienna Bahan Shari Podin Petach Amar Bishavio Vechime Yisuri Hanasha Tosin Is Demei Muzeh. Is this Nitvas Bahana? So what's going on here? It's not on the list. So first the Radvaz. The Radvaz has a very interesting line here. Veinzu Asag Rabenu. No. Shibizman Shaba Allah Batoras Pidyon in a chinami shapodin oso bishavyo. When does it work? If you have kavana to be poti, that's when the transfer works. But if your kavana is to sell it, then the dumb of is asurim. And if you give it to the Kohen, Nimsa Nana Bisuri Hana. It all depends on your kavana. You're doing the same exact act. You have money for this. If you get money Batoras a sale, it's nitfas. If you get money Batoras a pidyon, it's not nitfas. Big chiddush. The Radvaz says right there that it's totally on your kavana. But if you look in the Achronim discuss it. I'll just mention one. The Nota Yehuda, the Stipler also talks about it here. But the Nota Yehuda in Yoredeya Simin Pei Dalid, Yehuda says no. Very Yisod. You can't learn the first parak in Bechoras without learning this Nota Yehuda. That's what I suggest. Nota Yehuda Yoredeya Simin Pei Dalid. The Isser Hanah of Petar Chamor is very different than the Isser Hanah of all other Isuri Hanah. All other Isuri Hanah, Kilei Akerem, Basa Bechalav, it's Aser Banah. Period. There's nothing to talk about. You have to get rid of it. You have to bury it. You have to burn it. Why is there an Isser Hanah by Petach Hamar? In order to motivate you to do the mitzvah. That's why there's an Isser Hanah here. It's not an Isser Hanah, and therefore we say this should be Isser Hanah forever. No! The Isser Hanah is to motivate you to do the mitzvah. And therefore, when does the Gemara say elsewhere that there's no other Isser Hanah that transfers its status to the money? Except Shvius and Avodah Zarah. That's by generally Suri Hanah, where you have an Isser Hanah, that's the dead end. That's the end game of this product. There's never any usage that's going to be. But if you have this type of Isser Hanah, of course the Isser Hanah is going to be transferred, because you still didn't do the mitzvah, and we still want to motivate you to do the mitzvah. It's a different type of Isser Hanah, says another Yehuda. Beautiful. He says, "Lakach nira lulanias daiti sha'ad kan lo amru klal ze ela bisurei hanah she'ein lam takana kmo kein l'dmeyem in itfasim bisurim she'ein lam takana avo petach hamor lo dami l'shari suri hanah." It's not similar. Shari yesh lo takana sha'achar pidyon hutar banah ulefize omer ani shevada ein damav chamurim mipetach hamor atzmo v'yaf lo damav yesh lo takana sha'akati biyado l'ftos ha'petach hamor af shekvar machru v'ein shelo. You can still do the mitzvah. So the chazah, that's why the Torah still says it's asur. And that's the Metarit, Plias Arivid. The Ravid says it's not on the list. It's a different type of Isser Hanah. Don't jump on the Rambam. Vadai, Gamichayim Atami Shum Seda to Kohen, Shim Ye Mutter Banah, Lo Yiftenu. If it would be Mutter Banah, then you would never get around to the mitzvah. It's all about motivating you to do the mitzvah. Wow. That's a good one. No to be Yehuda. It's a different type of Isser Hanah. And therefore, the halachas would be different. Baruch Hashem. Okay, let's continue. Some of you just have to put you out of breath. What can you do? V'chein, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabbi Bar Avua, Mod Rav Shimon L'Acharif Ishu Aser. So, we're getting back to the original case. Rav Nachman also holds that according to Rav Shimon, he would agree it's Aser after Arifa. In that situation, obviously, there's no who this case wouldn't apply. If it's after Arifa, then it's just basically, it's a Knas. It's like, you blew it, you didn't do the mitzvah, so we're going to be konis you. V'yama Rav Nachman, no, I mean Allah. So Rav Nachman tries. How do I know that according to Rav Shimon, it's aser after Arifa? D'tanya, va'arafto, you shall break its neck. Namar kan Arifa, v'namar lahalan Arifa, ba'yag la'rufa. Malahalan aser, avkan aser. Just like over there it's aser, as we said before, so too here it's aser. Mani, who is the author of this b'raisa? Ilem Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, mechayim meser aser. It's ready aser while it's alive. You don't have to come up with a chiddush that it's aser after it dies. Elolah, Rav Shimoni. So it must be Rav Shimon Shita. So it's a brisa that says Rav Shimon holds that it is aser la'achar misa. Says the Gemara, Amalei Rav Sheshes, Safra chavercha Targuma, your friend Rav Safra, he explained it to me otherwise. La'olam Rabbi Yehuda. It could be Rabbi Yehuda Shita also Yitzrich, and you still need it, even though Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's usher even while it's alive. You need this Brisa to tell me even while it's dead. Why? Salkadai dechamina, I might have thought, fascinating havamina. Arifa b'alkam p'tiyo medes. Breaking its neck is parallel to redeeming it. Ma p'diya materes, just like after you redeem it with the seh. The chamor becomes mutter. Afarifa muteris. So maybe I would have thought arifa also is matir. After all, isn't it two sides of the mitzvah? You have either or. You do this, you do that. And therefore, arifa is also a mitzvah. Kamash malan, we don't say that it's like nasis mitzvaso. And therefore, you know, it becomes mutter. We don't say that. Arifa is in the background. Arifa is in the background. Don't think that you could parallel arifa and pidia. Period. Okay, Vayter, Amar Rav Nachman, so that's Bryce is out. That Bryce is not a Raya, maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Amar Rav Nachman, Minah Amidala, try again. To try to prove Rav Shimon holds it's Asr Lacha Arifa. Midit Tani Levi, who hifsid mamono shal Kohen. Levi says, he, the person who broke the neck of the donkey, caused the Kohen a loss. He was mafsid the mamono of the Kohen. Lefichach yufsid mamono, so he loses, and therefore it's Asr Bahana'a. So Mani, who is this according to? Ilema Rabbi Yehuda, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, hamifsai v'koi. What do you mean, he did something worse? It's Asr Bahana'a already. What is mafsid mamono? It sounds like it's something that's mutter, and he makes it Asr. So according to Yehuda, it's always Asr. He's mifsai v'koi. What, the Gemara doesn't think that it's preventative. He's preventing the coin from getting it. That's not called the hefsid in this case. You have to cause a direct loss. So El Rav Shimoni. So it must be Rav Shimon Shita. Right? So that it was mutter, now it becomes aser. So Gemara says, no raya. Iba yisema Rabbi Yehuda, Iba yisema Rabbi Shimon. Iba yisema Rabbi Yehuda, apseda de beni beni. You still caused the how much he could have redeemed it for a very cheap seh, and the difference between the value of the chamor and the seh. That's what you caused him a loss, even according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'iba yisema Rabbi Shimon, lapachas misa. And even according to Rabbi Shimon, it went down in value from a live donkey to a dead donkey. So even if you want to say it's mutter bana afterwards, there was still a loss. So again, no raya. The chayin amar yishlakad b'adav shimon lachar yishu aser. Rav Shimon, Rav Yishlakad also says, it's aser after arifa, according to Rav Shimon, Rav Yochanan, Vitem, Rav Elazar amar, adayin hu yiva machlokas, no, it's also a machlokas afterwards. Ika demasi a little bit more, ika demasi l'hadar Rav Nachman, aho, some have the Rav Nachman statement that we just had on the following. Hamakadish b'petach hamarim kudashes. The Mishnah Kiddushin. Somebody gives a petach hamar to be married with, he gives it to a woman, the marriage does not work. Lema masnisa de lo Rav Shimon. Is our Mishnah against Rav Shimon because Rav Shimon says petach hamar is mutter bahana? So is that Mishnah against Rav Shimon? Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Avua, lach arifa divrei akol. No, maybe it's after you broke the neck of the donkey, and then you present it to this woman. I'm sure she loves that more than a ring. Give me a broken-necked donkey, right? So he says, no, and it's according to everybody. So according to everybody, it doesn't work, because even Rav Shimon agrees that there's Isra Anah after death. You know what? We're going to stop here. We're going to stop at Ikat Amre, because there's more coming up. And Rav Hashem, we will continue tomorrow with Daf Yud Al. A couple of more till we finish our discussions of Petach Hamar, and we get on to Bechor Behema Tehora. Okay, we'll stop here. Parshas Yer hopefully is up, and everybody enjoy.